So welcome back to the studios to continue our Thursday life. You are just listening to the bhajans from the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantanilayam from Sai Kurpanth Hall. And today being Thursday, you also heard the divine voice of Bhagwan. I remember when I was a student in Bhagwan's hostel, there used to be a poster with a beautiful Sanskrit shloka. Naham vasami vaikunthe yoginam hridayena cha madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami Narada. Narada apparently asks Lord Vishnu, O Lord, which is the place where I can find you all the time? Which is your permanent address? Because someone says that you are in Vaikuntham, someone says that you are in the Kshira Sagara, someone says, no, you are there in the hearts of devotees, but which is the place where you are all the time there and where I can always find you? And then, apparently, the Lord says that, O Narada, I am not there in Vaikuntha, I am not there even in the hearts of the yogis, but the place where you will definitely find me is where my name is being chanted by groups of devotees. Madbhakta yatra gayanti, where my devotees are singing my name, tatra tishtami, it is there, Narada, that I will always be present. I mean, this is the declaration of the Lord, where he is telling us that he installs himself wherever his name is sung. And if we chant his name on our lips, he is very much there. He installs himself within us. If we chant his name in our Sai Center, he installs himself there. That is the declaration of the Lord, and that is the address of reaching out to the Lord. It only goes to show how important and how potent is chanting the name of the Lord. And it is not for no reason that right from that time Bhagwan declared his avatarhood, he always emphasized on bhajan singing. Every other activity, when there was no other activity in Prashantanilayam, bhajans were always there. And even when there were so many activities added on to Prashantanilayam and to the central trust and to the routine of the students, this is an activity which never ever stopped, discontinued. And that only goes to show how much importance we really need to give to bhajan singing. And it's very important also that we do it properly. And only to help us in this endeavor, dear listeners, we have this program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. And let's begin, like always, spending the next 45 minutes learning to sing one bhajan and understand what it conveys to whatever extent we can in the best possible manner. So let us please close our eyes and begin with a prayer. Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the most merciful Lord. Dearest Bhagwan, please bless us so that we relentlessly strive to walk on the path laid down by you so painstakingly, and we march forward in transforming ourselves to be messengers of your love and your message. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan which adores Bhagwan Baba as Lord Hari or Lord Narayana. This bhajan is in Sanskrit and the first line goes like this.
Pranavasvarupa Hari Om Sai.
As always, let us first get familiar with the lyrics and then we will learn the tune, the raga, the tala and also the meaning of every word of this bhajan. In the end, we will also listen to an excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam, a former student of Baba's University, who is a gifted singer and composer of many Sai bhajans. So here they are, the lyrics spelled out clearly and slowly for you.
Pranav Swarupa Hari Om Narayana Hari Om Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om Yadavaya Madhavaya Govindaya Nama Om Paramatma Rupaya Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Now that we know the lyrics, we will move on to learning the tune of this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. You will then hear Brother Anirudh follow Ravi Kumar after every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F sharp pancham. Pranav Swarupa Hari Om Sai.
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 Narayana Hari Om.
Narayana Hari Om.
Narayana Hari Om.
Narayana Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Govindaya Namah 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 Om.
Atma Rupaya Hari Om.
Atma Rupaya Hari Om.
Paramatma Rupaya Hari Om.
Paramatma Rupaya Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om.
Pranav Swarupa Hari Om Sai.
So that is how beautifully this bhajan flows. You heard Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now, let us learn a little more about the composition. Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, in which raga is this bhajan based?
Saram Vishu, this bhajan is a beautiful composition, largely based on the rag Panthorali in the Carnatic classical music, and we call it Puryadhanashri in Hindustani music. In this raga you have Sa Re, Re is Komal Re, Ga, Ga is Shuddh Ga, Ma, Ma is Tivra Ma.
Yes.
Pa Dha, Dha is Komal Dha, Ni, Ni is Shuddh Ni,
Sa Ni Dha Pa, Ma Ga Re Sa.
This is Panthorali.
Amazing. So why don't you go ahead and just give us a small demonstration of this raga, Puryadhanashri.
Yeah, I'll try my best.
Meditatively sublime, I don't know. Those are the only words that come to your mind.
Yeah.
Amazing, beautiful. Let's move on
to the swaras.
Sure.
Pranav Swarupa Hari Om Sahe Sare Gama Pama Gare Sa Sarine
Sarigama Pama Garesa Sarine
Narayana Hari Om Ga 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 Ma Ga Da Pa Pa Ma Ga Ma Pa Ma Ga
Ga Ga Ga Ma Ga Da Pa Pa
In the second time of this line, there is a very interesting variation.
Narayana Hari Om Ni ga ga ma ga Da pa pa ma ga ma pa ma ga
Ni ga ga ma ga Da pa pa ma ga ma pa ma ga
Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om Sa ni re 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 ni da ni da pa.
So here, if you see in this line, there is a small deviation from Panthorali. Re Shuddh comes into picture here.
Sa ni re re Sa ni re re re.
That should have been Panthorali.
Yes.
But it has a total different feel.
Sa ni re 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 ni da pa.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Govindaya Namo Om. Sa 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 re ne ne re ga ma ga re re sa.
Sa 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 re ne ne re ga ma ga re re sa.
Actually, the second time of this line, generally people give some variation.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Govindaya Namo Om. Mama gari sa re mama gari sa sa re ga ma ga re re sa.
Mama gari sa re mama gari sa sa re ga ma ga re re sa.
Atma rupaya Hari Om. Ga 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 ma ga da pa pa ma ga ma pa ma ga.
Ga 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 ma ga da pa pa ma ga ma pa ma ga.
The second time we sing
Paramatma Rupaya Hari Om. Nire ga 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 ma ga da pa pa ma ga ma pa ma ga.
Nire ga 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 ma ga da pa pa ma ga ma pa ma ga.
Hari Om, Hari Om. Ga ma da ni ne da pa ma ga.
Ga ma da ni ne da pa ma ga.
In the second time, we sing a variation.
Hari Om, Hari Om. Ga ma da da ni da ri ni da pa ma ga.
Ga ma da da ni da ri ni da pa ma ga.
And again we come back to the sudden surprise interesting line.
Satya Sai Ishwaraya Hari Om. Sa ni re 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 ni da ni da pa.
Beautiful. So, what are the other bhajans in this beautiful raga?
In Puri Dhanashri or Panturali, you have many bhajans actually.
He Vishwanath, हे गौरीनाथ हे साईनाथ भगवान.
एंड यू आल्सो हैव
नंदीश्वरा हे नटराजा.
एंड
साई सुंदरा सुंदरा.
यस, fantastic. So shall we go on to the beat?
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat Aditalam, and the count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1.
Pranav swarupa hari om. Sai
Pranav swarupa hari om. Sai.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai, for displaying that on the Kanjira and Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So we are now done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the beat of this bhajan. And let's move on to the most vital aspect of bhajan singing, the bhava, the feeling with which we must sing every bhajan. And to imbibe the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word of this bhajan. So let's start with the first line.
Pranav swarupa Hari Om Sai.
Pranav swarupa comes from pranava, which refers to Om. the sound of creation, and Swarupa means form. During the Summer Course Discourses of 1979, explaining the inner significance of the word Om, Swami said, "The basis for the acceptance of God as the eternal being is His indestructibility. Aksharatva or indestructibility is the form of God, and for this indestructible God, Om is the name." Again, during the Birthday Discourse of 1966, Bhagwan gave a beautiful example of how Om is the root sound of everything in the universe. He said, "Om is the origin of creation. It is the source, the sustenance and the strength. It is the prana of every being. Just as air forced through the reeds of a harmonium produces the seven musical notes sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, the one Om is at the root of all the sounds in all the worlds." So that is what Om is. Moving on, the word Hari is another name of Lord Narayana, who according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality is one among the holy trinity of gods, the other two being Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu. Lord Narayana is the one who sustains and nourishes the universe. Bhagwan explains that Hari means remover or destroyer. Since the Lord destroys hurdles on the path of human beings towards spiritual discipline, and Sai means master, Sa in Sai means divine. What comes to mind is a beautiful incident shared by Brother Ravi Teja, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university, a gifted flute player, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. Once, when it was time for bhajans to begin, Swami was standing at the entrance of the bhajan hall. All the boys sincerely shut their eyes to chant Om, the customary three times chanting of Om before the bhajan begins. And when this was going on, Bhagwan now slowly bent over to Brother Ravi Teja's ear, and softly he whispered something. Swami said, "Here is the very embodiment of Omkara standing right in front of you, and all of you are shutting your eyes off and chanting Omkara. What a pity." Well, that was one occasion when Bhagwan just parted the wheel to let us know that He is indeed the Pranava Swarupa. So in this line, when we sing Pranava Swarupa Hari Om Sai, we hail the Divine Lord, who is the very embodiment of the primordial sound of creation. He is the one who destroys hurdles on our spiritual path. Let's move on to the next line.
Narayana Hari Om.
Narayana is actually the conjunction of two words, Nara and Ayana. Nara in Sanskrit means water, and Ayana refers to a resting place. So Narayana means the one whose resting place is water or the ocean. In fact, Lord Narayana is most often depicted as the one reclining on the ocean of milk. But this is the superficial meaning of the name Narayana. The word Nara can be further interpreted as Na and Ra. Ra means to perish, Na means no. So Nara means that which does not perish. And this refers to the Jivatmas or the living entities or the individual souls, because the soul never dies. It only moves on. So in this sense, Narayana means the one whose Ayana or resting place is in all Naras, all living entities. To put it differently, Narayana is the one who abides in every being. He is the all-pervasive Lord. And this is what is mentioned in the Vedic declaration, Antar Bahischa Tat Sarvam Vyapya Narayana Sthitaha. Narayana is present inside, outside, everywhere. So when we sing this line, Narayana Hari Om, we bow down to the all-pervasive Lord, the one who exists in all beings, the one who is represented by the sound of Om, the one who removes all that is unpleasant in our lives. We move on to the third line.
Satya Sai Ishwaraya Hari Om.
Satya means truth. Saishwara can be split into Sai and Ishwara. Sai refers to our beloved Lord Sai, and Ishwaraya means master. Hari, the third word, also means he who is green in color, because the root word Hara means green. In the sacred epic Mahabharata, Krishna says, "My superior complexion is green and therefore I am called Hari." Now why is the Lord called the green complexioned one? Well, the sight of green gives a feeling of peace to the mind. Similarly, thinking about the Lord gives peace to the mind, and that is the reason why he is called Hari. So in this line, Satya Saishwaraya Hari Om, we hail the Divine Master who is the God of Truth, the embodiment of Truth, who incarnated as Satya Sai to establish Truth and Righteousness, the One who fills us with peace. We move on to the fourth line.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Govindaya Namah.
Yadavaya refers to the Krishnavatar in particular because he chose to incarnate in the clan of King Yadu. In one discourse during the summer course of 1995, Bhagwan revealed that the Yadavas or the descendants of Yadu were divine beings born on earth to herald the avatar of Krishna. Madhavaya comes from Ma and Dhava. Ma refers to not just Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of all types of prosperity and wealth, but also to Mother Nature, to Prakriti. In another context, it also refers to illusion or Maya. So Madhava is one who is the master of all these, master of illusion, master of wealth, master of nature. Govindaya, the third word, is used most often to refer to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna as a cowherd. Being born in Mathura to Vasudeva and Devaki, Lord Krishna was brought up by his foster parents, Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda, who belonged to the cowherd clan of Vrindavan. And as the Lord grew up, just like other boys of his age, he also enacted the role of a cowherd boy and tended to cows, took them for grazing in the pastures and so on. And that is how he bears the name Govinda, since Go refers to cows. But Swami explains that cows here represent the animal tendencies within us. So Govinda means the loving Lord who tends to human beings and subdues their negative qualities. Go also means beings or souls or individuals. So Govinda is one who tends to the souls, who keeps them away from harm, who knows what is good for them and who saves them from ruin. He is the one who safeguards our souls. And the other word, Nama, means I offer my salutations to. So in this line, we offer our loving salutations to the Lord who descended in the clan of Yadu, who is the master of all types of prosperity and wealth, and also the Lord of Prakriti or nature. He is the loving Lord who tends to all of us and who subdues our animal tendencies. Let's move on to the next line.
Paramatma Rupaya Hari Om.
Paramatma can be split into Parama, meaning supreme, and Atma, which means soul. It refers to the supreme soul, which we call as God or Rama or Krishna or Jesus or Allah. And this is in contrast with the individual soul, which is always called as Jivatma. Bhagwan says, Paramatma is one who is infinitesimally smaller than the smallest and also larger than the largest. Paramatma is the totality of all the small and all the big things of this universe. Swami says it is not possible for anyone to describe or understand the fullness and the total aspect of the universal divine. Rupaya means form. There's a beautiful incident published in Sanatan Sarathi in June 1961. It is the experience of a lady devotee by name Nivedita. One afternoon in February 1960, Nivedita received a letter from a person known to her and also from two great yogis of northern India who treated her as their disciple and were interested in her spiritual progress. In the letters that he generally received from these yogis, the yogis exhorted her to carry on her efforts and also recommended further steps. But she felt suddenly sad and lost. She wept because she felt her efforts were inadequate and that she was hardly making any progress. So she prayed to God to make her worthy of the tenderness and care that the yogis were bestowing on her. And this prayer gave her some relief from her agony whenever sadness engulfed her. And on that day she remembered the letter from Vinithji, the other person. And when she opened that letter, these were the words: "I had the darshan of Sri Satya Sai Baba. He also spoke to me. He is the inscrutable mystery. He is omniscient. How can I describe him to you? I shall try my best when I come to communicate to you my joy and his glory." So this is what Mr. Vinith had written to her. This was the other letter that she had got apart from the letters from two yogis of North India. So when she read this sentence, she felt a flash of illumination pass through her. Her eyes closed by themselves and there was no body consciousness. It continued like this off and on for 2 to 3 days. And meanwhile, Vinithji came back from Bangalore and then they decided to go to Puttaparthi for a few days, and it was prior to the festival of Ugadi, 1960. After a few days, Nivedita was immersed in meditation, and when she came out of meditation, she suddenly took a paper and pen and wrote down a letter to Bhagwan. And this is at a time when she had not yet seen Bhagwan. She says, "Why I wrote it and what I had to write, I did not know. I only know that I wrote. It was a call from the Jivatma to the Paramatma, a call that did not crave a response." She says that writing that letter and sending it to Baba gave her so much happiness. 2 or 3 days later, she again wrote, and this time she said, "Lord, you vouchsafed darshan to Vinithji. Grant me too the darshan and shower on me thy grace. Make my life worthwhile. Give me the vision of the form I worship. You are the ocean of mercy. You are the giver of all boons. Please shower your mercy on me too." So this is what she wrote, and she sent the letter to Bhagwan. And within a few days, she and Vinithji reached Puttaparthi and had Bhagwan's darshan. The next day, Swami called Nivedita for an interview along with two elderly ladies. And when Bhagwan was talking to the two ladies, she was asked to move a little away. She could see Bhagwan from there talking and blessing the two elderly ladies. And suddenly she had the feeling that it was no longer earth, but it was heaven, because she saw God before her in human form. In the midst of his talk with the two ladies, Bhagwan now turned to her and Swami said, "I know that your sadhana has all along been for merging with the Paramatma. But why are you worried about that even when you are in the actual presence? Do your duties as an embodied Atma and leave the rest to me." This is what Bhagwan said, and she at once understood that Bhagwan knew the agitations of her heart. She was overcome with joy at this motherly love and the grace that she experienced. And at that point, her eyes opened a little and she recollected who she was and where she had come from. In a flash, she saw before her Lord Narayana himself, who was her chosen deity. And she felt so peaceful. She had not spoken a single word so far, but now she placed her hands across her heart and said, "Lord, the I must go now and here. You alone should exist in me." And Bhagwan replied, "It will, it will." And then Nivedita then held Bhagwan's hand in hers and said, "O Prabhu Narayana, you must dwell in my heart." And Bhagwan said, "I shall. Without fail, I shall." And 2 days later, Bhagwan gave her another interview with a different person. She felt bad about returning to her hometown, and she wondered how long it would be before she could sit at the lotus feet of the Lord. She remembered that she had not sat like that, and as she entered the room, she wished that Bhagwan give her that joy of sitting at his lotus feet. And that day, as soon as they entered the interview room, Bhagwan closed the door. And then Swami asked her and the other devotee to sit on the carpeted floor. And Bhagwan too sat very near in front of them. And then with a smile, he said, "You desire to sit like this, is it not? Well, sit now." And then Swami said, "Come and take the Saguna aspect also, little by little." Saguna aspect means the aspect of the Lord with form. And Sister Nivedita replied, "How can I stop with the Saguna, O Lord? I do not succeed when I try to halt at that stage. In that vast splendor, this little light gets merged. How can I keep the mind on exterior things? Something just pulls it in. If you grant me the capacity, then one day I may succeed." And then Bhagwan heard all this and smiled meaningfully and nodded that he would grant her the skill. Swami said, "While on the path of sadhana, this experience is quite natural, because you see that everything is unreal. Well, that too is unreal. The Atma alone is real, and the Atma is neither this nor that. Still, one has to pretend that both are real and carry on. This is one cage, that is another cage. This is iron, that is gold, but both are limit and both imprison us in different ways." And then suddenly Bhagwan said, "You know this, why should I repeat it now?" And then he advised her, "Just a little anger remains, a passing phase, but still a little blot is seen more clearly in a clean cloth. Remember this. Therefore, drive it out and become more and more perfect." Nivedita says that she was generally very patient and quiet, but could not bear anyone walking away from God or trying to force the world upon her. This was what made her get angry. The all-knowing Lord knew this, and that is why he advised her about it. She says that she cannot express in words the fullness of her heart at that moment. She was so overwhelmed, and with a quivering voice she said, "Lord, I am in highest bliss. My life shall be as the life of a flower." So that is the experience that Paramatma gave to Nivedita. So in this line we hail the Supreme Lord, who is the Almighty One, who is the All-Powerful, Omniscient, Omnipotent One, the Divine Master, the Supreme Teacher, the embodiment of the sound Om. Let us now move to the sixth line.
Hari Om, Hari Om.
Hari is one of the thousand names in the Vishnu Sahasranamam. One meaning is he who removes the distress of his devotees. The name also means he who destroys the sins of his devotees. So in this line we bow down to the Lord who removes the sorrows of those who love the Lord and also who annuls their sins. He is the one who is the very embodiment of the primordial sound of creation. Let's move on to the last line.
Satya Sai Ishwaraya Hari Om.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan, and with this, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. You will now hear the Mandir version of this bhajan, as sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. As you listen to this, please join and sing again.
Pranava-swarupa Hari Om Sai. Pranava-swarupa Hari Om Sai. Bye. नित्य साई ईश्वराय हरि ओ यादवाय माधवाय गोविंदाय नमो गोविंदाय नमो परमात्मा रूपाय हरि ओम साईश्वराय हरि ओम प्रणवस्वरूपा हरि ओम नारायणा हरि
And now in the last lap of this program, here is an excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam, a former student of Babas University, who was blessed by him to sing in the Divine Presence for many decades and continues to sing even now in Prashanta Nilayam whenever he is in Puttaparthi. He is the one who also has had the privilege to compose many Sai Bhajans.
First time when I came, imagine the bhajan was so beautiful, so powerful, 2.5 hours bhajan. The first bhajan Vijayaji started, Swami came and sat on the throne. And 1 month we stayed here, 1 whole month. And every day of that morning and evening, every day of that 1 month stay here, this is what Swami did. He would give darshan, he would come and sit on the throne, and then he would sit there and then, you know, sit there throughout 2.5 hours, 2 hours bhajan. And then he would just, you know, make this, he would tell the pujari to do the Mangal Aarti. And then, so what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, this thought process developed so well that at a later stage when I was thinking, when I was here, and one inspiration that was very powerful was this one, that in the court of Sri Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, all of us, we are seated there, and this is Vaikuntha. And when this thought became a beautiful inspiration, for this bhajan which I used to sing here, and a lot of our brothers, even they sing even today.
Bhava bhaya bhanjan shesha shayana hari, bhava bhaya bhanjan shesha shayana hari, pranav swarupa narayana, rajiv lochan adesanatan bandha vimochan narayana, padmanab prabhu kamala manohar vaikunthpate narayana, vaikunthpate narayana, pranav swarupa narayana.
This was what bhajan, you know, like this type of feel. Every time you would sit there and then feel that way, go back in the evening. And then I used to keep one green harmonium, a broken harmonium, on D floor in the campus. And then in the evening, straight away, instead of going to the hostel, I used to go there and sit and then pray to Bhagwan and practice a bit. And then many of these bhajan used to be composed there.
Fantastic. So that is an excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam, an alumnus of Babas University who joined his college way back in the 70s. And had the opportunity to not only sing but also compose many Sai bhajans. And with this we have reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. As always, please send us your feedback by writing to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. As always, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
So with this, it's time to conclude this segment of Thursday Live. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and my colleagues Prem. And my colleagues are waiting to take over for the next segment based on Bhagwan's discourses, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. So relish these nectarous messages of Bhagwan. And I will be back after 1 hour for a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today, you're going to listen to the first part of an Inspired Life series presentation. And today, I'm going to feature for you Mr. Satish Naik, the chief engineer of Bhagwan's ashram, how his life has been a silent but potent saga of faith, devotion, commitment and surrender. So that is coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, immerse yourself in Bhagwan's discourses in Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. Thank you so much and Sairam.